So they get it down, the 37-yard field goal. The kick is up. It is long enough, and the kick is good. So Sturgeon, with the wind behind him, a 37-yard field goal, and the Comets are on the board.
You're listening to AM 930 WEOL.
And you're listening as we broadcast live from Wolfies in Elyria. It's our Nick Abraham Elyria Ford 2016 high school football preview. Tim Elkhorn, Rob Polinski, boy, a bevy of coaches have shown up. Again, we thank the coaches so much. They are so busy right now with opening kickoff a week from Friday, and yet they take time out of their very, very busy schedules to come on out and spend a few moments with us here at Wolfies. And for some of them, they are extraordinarily patient, because we seem to have a crush of coaches that get here sometimes, and we gotta wade through them to get them on the air. And one of those guys that has been waiting very patiently, and his babysitter may be listening right now going, "Hey, you told me I'm out of here at 9 o'clock. Bill Fishley, the head coach of the Amherst Comets. Yep. Bill, great to have you with us.
It's great to be here.
I told you we'd race through the interview. You know, you don't want to have the babysitter on overtime.
No, we don't want to. Yeah, wife's over there. She's counting the minutes.
All right, well then, real quickly, let's get to this Amherst Comet 2016 season and team. Certainly a tough year last year. I mean, you can't sugarcoat that. And I imagine it's tough for kids. You know, I mean, 2-8, 1-9, but when you don't have a victory to show for all that efforts, how frustrating was that, and how do you tell the kids, listen, you got to learn from last year, but you also have to put it behind you?
Yeah, it was very frustrating. You know, at the entire season, watching the efforts throughout the entire week and the whole season, and then not seeing that, you know, fruit of their, you know, all their efforts, and that was very tough for us. But, you know, this off season, you know, we refocused and we said, you know, you can't just work hard to be successful. You actually have to do a little bit extra. And our boys, you know, even today, you know, we conditioned, we had a great practice, and we walked back from the field house, and there's guys running the track just trying to get better all the time, because they know they need to take that extra step to get better.
Coach, coming out of the break, we heard the field goal that was called, and that almost epitomized your offense. You really had a tough time scoring points last year, less than 10 a game. How do you get more point production?
You know, we changed offensive coordinators. We changed offenses. We evaluated all that sort of stuff. And, you know, we are going to try to grind it out a little bit more and, you know, make it so it's a little more successful. We have a great kicking game, and we want to use that kicking game, even on the punt and the kicking side, and utilize that to our best advantage.
And it puts a lot of pressure on your defense.
Yeah.
I mean, not that you have to go out and score 40 a game, but when you're really struggling to score, that puts a lot of pressure on your defense. What do you do defensively this year? Hopefully the offense scores some more points to take some pressure off them, but what are your thoughts defensively?
You know, defensively, you know, we're going to keep that same mindset. We, you know, we call them the attack dogs, and we try to get after all offenses. You know, we try to create turnovers. I know the one game you guys were at, you know, at Avon Lake, we caused 5 turnovers, and it was a big game defensively. We just couldn't get over that hump and get into the end zone and, you know, scoring points. And, you know, we keep trying to tell them to grind it out, and, you know, good things will happen.
Coach, reading your article in the Chronicle-Telegram about the upcoming season, I thought it was interesting that you mentioned that when you went through last year, you kind of stepped back after the year, looked back and said, we need to make some changes. What made you decide? I mean, the obvious is you went 0-10, but what was the decision-making process, and when did you come to decide you've got to make some changes, and then just talk about those?
I think at the end of the year, you know, the mindset in the locker room, the mindset in the coach's office, it was just a bad atmosphere. And I really felt like, you know, we spend a lot of time. You know, we jokingly talk about sitting at home and all that sort of stuff, and we spend a lot of time. You guys spend a lot of time. And to not have successful and not be in a great environment and be, you know, happy with all that sort of stuff, I had to take a step back personally and say, what do we want this Amherst Comets program to be like? And, you know, I think that was my big tell is, you know, the mindset and the attitude of what our program is at was not where it needed to be. So that was the big reason for stepping back for that month and a half and really using that time to evaluate and get things moving in the right direction.
Do those changes bring a different look as Amherst Comet fans go to games this year? Will they see a different offense, a different defense?
It's 100% different offense. Defensively, I felt like we did a lot of great things. Now, obviously, there's things to improve upon, and, you know, we did some minor changes to the defense, but offensively, we've totally revamped. We threw out the old system, and we're moving to something different. And it's not totally different, you know, not so our fans don't think we're resetting the wheel and, you know, it's like the Browns, you know, all that kind of stuff, or, you
right.
know, keep doing that. But in a sense, though, we're utilizing what we do best and what our community is kind of proud of, and, you know, tough, hard-nosed football. And I think that's what we need to do in the Southwest. And a lot of schools are going to the spread stuff, and they're trying to, you know, be fancy and use the spacing. We're going to try to, you know, pack it in, and we're going to try to pound you, and we're going to do what we do best, I think.
Again, we're talking with Amherst head coach Bill Fishley. Bill, an hour or so ago now, it seems, boy, we have so many coaches on, but Dave DeLugas mentioned your freshman team last year was the best in the conference of all the freshman teams. So they're now sophomores. Now,
yeah.
Do you play some of those guys this year? Are you going to try to keep them together? What's when you got a ninth grade team that's kind of loaded, I know you're tempted probably to go, I'm plugging you in.
Yeah.
But do you also have to have some patience?
There's certainly some patience, and we understand they're sophomores. But the great thing about them having a great sophomore class this year is it's brought so much competition and brought our team together, because the seniors now look at, you know, the sophomores and say, these guys can actually play. And it's been awesome for our team chemistry. We had a lock-in last Saturday, and it we've done it the last couple of years, and it was just amazing to see all the interactions between seniors to sophomores, juniors to sophomores, juniors to seniors, and it was just that part of football is what makes teams great. You know what I mean? That interaction, that sort of stuff. But to answer your question, the sophomores, there's some guys that are definitely going to be playing on Friday nights.
So, realistically, what are the goals this year? What would you like to see this team accomplish? Whether it's wins and losses or just steps forward, what would you like to see this team do?
No, I obviously think, you know, the motto this offseason has been restore the pride. It's a big term that I think Coach Risen, maybe even before Coach Risen, you know, was at Amherst, brought Comet pride. I really feel like we need to bring that back. You know what I mean? I want our community to feel prideful in the program that they have on the football field. So, you know, if we can, at the end of the year, and I know it's kind of not a definable thing, not saying we're going to win 7 games, win 8 games, but I want to say that we have Comet pride, and that we have pride in our community, we have pride in our school, we have pride in our football program.
There you go. All right, we don't want to keep that babysitter waiting, so we'll let you. It's good. Hopefully you got enough to eat while you had to wait patiently.
Oh, we had plenty. It's Wolfie's great food here. Oh, it's amazing.
Good stuff. Hey, best of luck this year. I know last year was frustrating for you, but as you said, Comet pride and getting some things turned around, I think good things will happen around the corner for you.
Certainly.
No doubt. Thanks,
Bill.
Thank you, Bill. Guys. Thanks, Bill.
Yep.
Bill Fishley, the head coach of the Amherst Comets, joining us here at the head table as he talks a little bit about the upcoming 2016 season. All right.